This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As you've probably heard in the news, Townsville is suffering once-in-a-century floods, which have led to massive evacuations across the North Queensland city. Philip Wrench is the CEO of Live FM, our sister station in Townsville. Good morning, Philip. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Yes, well, I'm good, but you guys are doing it tough. It's kind of hard for us down here, Philip, to get a sense of, like, just how much rain you've had there. Can you explain that to us?
I mean, in the city here where we are, it's not currently raining. It has cleared up a little bit here, but there are still patches of rain coming through the city. But I guess the points of concern are, like, if it's raining over the catchment or not. That's what we've seen, particularly last night, just this deluge come down in the catchment areas. And that's what, caused the dam gates to automatically open around 8:30 last night, and just seeing the gates are fully wide open now, just trying to release as much as possible out of that dam.
And did people have enough warning that this was going to happen? Were people able to evacuate where they needed to?
Yeah, lots of warning. I mean, the City of Townsville have done an absolutely remarkable job. Mayor Jenny Hill's done a fantastic job in getting the communications out there, and there has been plenty of warning that has been going out. Unfortunately, some residents slow to responding to that and have been caught out, but there are crews out there, you know, getting people to higher ground. 11 o'clock this morning, our time, will be the peak of it as the high tide plays into it a bit then as well. So, and it's expected that high tide will continue to, you know, the effects of that will remain till midnight tonight. So certainly not the worst of it behind us yet.
No. Do you have any sense yet of the level of damage to homes, and also, you know, whether or not people have been able to get to safety? Because, you know, we've seen on social media people putting out shout-outs, you know, send a boat or me and my two-year-old will drown and things like this. Do you know yet if people have been able to stay safe?
Yeah, there's six evacuation sites that are set up currently, and, you know, the sixth one just opened up only an hour ago or so. So, you know, the authorities are working really hard to minimise the effect on, you know, people here in the community. And, you know, it's just a matter of just getting people to higher ground in those lower-lying areas. There's been really helpful resources and maps that have been put out just showing, you know, the gates being opened and just the effect that that'll have on the Ross River downstream and just the water levels that'll bring to some of those suburbs that, you know, side up to that Ross River. Thousands of homes are inundated with water currently. And I guess the full effect of what we see, we just, you know, authorities are still getting out to those places, and with, you know, the news of the highest levels about to come through, the full extent just hasn't been fully realised.
Mm. Okay. So, Philip, in a time like this of a national disaster, often that's when radio is really needed by the community, keeping people up to date, but also keeping their spirits up. So how have you been approaching, you know, how you deal with this disaster on your radio station?
I mean, community radio is one of the key aspects in times like this and really reaching out to people and giving a sense of hope and, you know, giving the latest updates as well. There's been a lot of power outages and homes without power at this stage. And, you know, radio is a main source of communication, receiving updates and the emergency news. So we've been, where we are with the station in the city, we're high and dry. There's no risk of flooding where the station is currently. So we've been broadcasting through the weekend, giving live updates and, you know, having announced radio right through the night. Last night we had teams working all the way through the night and still on air now, just giving the updates and just getting that message out of just getting to higher ground and the affected suburbs. So it's a fantastic tool in times like these.
But I bet your staff are feeling exhausted. I've broadcast through some cyclones before, and it's full on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very full on. It is very full on. But I think when you see, you know, some of the imagery of homes being affected and just the look in people's faces, and you're reminded of, you know, who you're speaking to and, you know, helping those people to not face, you know, be in that position, you really see this is, you know, it's just really worth it to be able to provide a platform to bring the emergency news at this time.
Okay. Well, look, thanks for keeping us in the picture and, you know, keep in touch. Let us know if there's any way that we can help. I'm sure you'd appreciate the prayers of our listeners at this time.
Of course, yeah. Prayers are always welcome at this time. And I'm sure as the full extent of it passes, there'll be many platforms to help rally behind the Townsville community and, you know, see lives rebuild. You know, Townsville faces, it's a very resilient city. And people gather around one another really well in times like these, cyclones and other major weather events that do come through. So this kind of thing is not something that the Townsville community is unfamiliar with, but it's something we haven't seen before to this extent.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Thanks for giving us your precious time. Nice to talk to you, Philip, and all the very best.
Thanks, Katrina. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's Philip Ranch. He's the CEO of Live FM Broadcasting in Townsville.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.